You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're going to be talking about patience. Wow, we all need patience, right? Whether you're driving somewhere and there's a ton of traffic, or you're super hungry and you're waiting for the food to be cooked, or whatever it is, we just need to channel a way to manage our time, our emotions, so that we can be more patient. So we're going to be taking your calls regarding that or anything that is troubling you, preventing you from living your life full out. Let's get that out of the way. Also, stay with us. Our next segment, we're going to have our inspirational guest, Mandy Meehan, who's going to be talking about having chronic pain and her journey and search for just feeling healthy again and not feeling so tired and, you know, really wanting to live full out, but trying to crack the code on feeling better. And we've all been there, right? Whether it's the flu or you've had, you know, even a more specific condition that has compromised your ability to feel good. I think you're going to find Mandy's story to be very inspirational. Also, we want to make sure that beyond today's show that you stay motivated. So feel free to go to your app store. Just look out for Living Full Out Radio, or go to Alexa, or just go to our website, and we have all of our episodes listed there for you. And it's a great way just to stay empowered while you're at the gym or in the car or just at home, you know, cleaning, who knows? So now I am getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. So we want to go say hello to them and see what's going on. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is Glenn. I have a question for you today.
Yes. Hi, Glenn. What's going on?
Yeah. What do you think are the keys to right principles and attitudes in life?
You know, it's interesting that you asked that question, right? Because as we get older and life just kind of wears us down, right? Or good things happen into our life and maybe we make adjustments and we go a different direction than we had planned. A lot of times our values, our principles get shaped from these experiences. And I'm just curious, what is one principle, one value that you keep near and dear to your heart?
Family.
Now, do you think that you are going as big and as wide as you can with nurturing those relationships?
At this point in my life, yeah. And it does have to do with me getting older, as you said, and, you know, maturing in the process. So, yes, I continue to make that grow.
And that's a commitment. Now, where is an area of your life where you feel like you could do more? Like you feel like it's kind of getting away from you?
I think balancing my life. You know, I have I need to focus more on balancing the different positive goals that I set, and I need to keep that balanced and keep attacking each one like that so I can keep a good balance.
Well, and let's have that be the focus beyond our conversation today, right? Let's kind of lift that up. And I got a couple thoughts for you, okay? Because life is going to poke you in the side. It's going to poke you just when you get comfortable. Poke, right? Just when you think you got it all figured out. Poke. So it's this constant game. The game of life is to find balance. And hopefully at the end of your life, you can smile because you can almost giggle at all the times that you were out of balance and you were frustrated, but you got through it. And I want to invite you and really everybody listening today to go to our website. Just go to the main homepage of livingfullout.com. And right there at the top, it's all free for you. There's 80 tips for how to bring balance into your life. Some of the tips are going to relate to being more organized. Others are going to be for your career or your relationships. So I think if you grab that, it's free, then I think it's really going to help kind of open some doors or allow you to see areas of your life, you know, creative tips or resources that you can do to bring that balance. Okay. But I'm super glad you asked that question. So you're strong in the family and the connections, but you're a little bit, you know, weaker on the balance side, but I am full confidence that you're going to raise that up today. Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You got it. So glad that he asked that question, right? Because when we're trying to find balance into our life, it's that requires a lot of patience. And so thank you so much for being such a great example for all of us today. And go to livingfullout.com to get that balance list. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. Hello, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi there. What's going on? How can we help you?
My issue is I've just been having a lot of trouble falling asleep at night. Like, once I'm in bed, I'm able to fall asleep, but it's just like I stay up so late before I even start to get tired. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel so unprepared for everything I have to do during the day. So I was just wondering, do you have any tips on how I could fix this?
Well, are you burning the candles at both ends, or is your sleep just off?
I think my sleep is just off because when I stay up late, it's not because I'm staying up late working on something. I finish everything I need to do like during the day, but it's just like then I end up staying up so late.
Gotcha. So I'm so glad that you're actually calling in about this because sleep is critical to us living full out, right? We have to think clearly. We have to be able to react quickly, and you need to get good sleep to do that. Now, it sounds like you're falling asleep, which is great. But then maybe you're waking up throughout the night or you're just not getting that full, complete sleep. Now, do you have the ability in the morning to wake up naturally or do you find that you have to have an alarm?
If I want to wake up on time, I have to have an alarm.
Okay. If you didn't turn on that alarm, how much past the time you set the alarm for would you wake up? You think it'd be 20 minutes later naturally, an hour later?
Probably 2 hours later.
Okay, 2 hours later, right? In some ways, we're like a chipmunk, right? We need to store up our sleep. And actually, it's been studied that that does work. So on the weekends, if you get more sleep, it actually does fulfill catch-up time during the week. So consider the fact that you want to have little rituals in place throughout the night to get you back on track. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, something's probably on your mind. It may not even be a to-do. It just might be a thought. You know, oh, I should call that person. Or, you know, gosh, I wonder what movies are playing this weekend, right? I want you to write them down. Have a pad near your bed. The minute a thought hits your mind, write it down. It will release you from having to continually think about it. Also, think about having things in place like tea or, you know, a really light snack, something to put in your belly to kind of give you that warm and fuzzy feeling so that, again, you're able to jump back in peacefully to sleep. Think about how you sleep best. Are you somebody who likes a little bit of noise, like maybe a fan? Are you somebody who likes to be all burritoed and warm and cocooned, right? So, again, making sure that you're bedroom environment is going to really take you the distance all night long and getting that good sleep. And then the last thing is, like for me, when I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, I have go-tos. I either have a playlist that has really peaceful music that puts me to sleep, or sometimes I like listening to other inspirational speakers that kind of have a really calm voice, and I let them kind of whisper these thoughts into my mind as I fall asleep. So just think about what are those go-tos that you can turn to. Do you have one of those?
Honestly, not really. I just sort of, like, something I can turn to. Could you maybe just elaborate on that a little more? Like something I like to do or...
Well, you want, beyond this conversation, I want you to start to put together your kind of little rituals or your go-tos over the night. So have ready in your kitchen that cup of you know, non-caffeinated tea ready to go. Think right. about what would be a light snack that would fill your belly. And then think about which voices calm you and relax you, which music would peacefully put you to sleep, and just have those ready to go on those nights that you wake up. Okay?
Okay.
But if you do that, I know you're going to feel more refreshed. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You got it. And for everybody coming back, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Mandy Meehan, talking about how she's been able to manage her chronic pain and really choosing to live full out and get her life back on track. It's not easy, but it is a choice. So we're going to be hearing her story. Also, make sure that you call in if you have any questions about how to bring patience into your life. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference.
Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about patience. How do we have it? How do we get it? How do we keep it, right? It's so easy to get distracted, frustrated, and really concerned that life will never get better. But I want you to hang in there because it will. Our inspirational guest today, Mandy Meehan, has been there. Having had chronic pain and really frustrating times and the mindset of what if it doesn't get better, she's walked that walk, and she's here to tell us that if you do hold on to your patience, if you do turn to others for support, that you can get on track, you can live full out. So I'd very much like to welcome Mandy to the show.
Thank you so much, and I am just super grateful to be here.
Oh, Mandy, you are really one in a million. You have a heart of gold, and somebody like you should not have had the dark nights, the painful times that you've had. So I want to jump into your story because really, your story is so much like any of us, and it could be any of us. I mean, you felt reasonably good for most of your life, but when you were 20, there was a shift. And what was it that you were told that you had? And what were some of the symptoms that you were feeling?
For sure. Yeah, so I was 20 years old, and it was actually just mere weeks before I was about to get married. And all of a sudden, in the middle of wedding planning, I got diagnosed with mono initially. So, you know, the symptoms of mono are just like really extreme fatigue, really swollen lymph nodes, horribly, you know, sore throat. And it started out as that. But, you know, after a while, the chronic fatigue really just did not leave. And there were all other symptoms that came eventually, but it started out that way.
Well, and I know you're a woman of faith. So on that wedding day, you prayed and prayed and prayed that you would feel good. And you did. You managed to get through the wedding. You got through a honeymoon and had a great time. Yes. But the pain that you were feeling in the back of your mind, were you starting to question, listen, I don't think this is what you all think I have, because it is getting worse. It's almost like trying to translate what your body's trying to tell you to your doctors, to your family.
Right, for sure. It was a really confusing few months because, you know, when you get diagnosed with mono, people tell you, oh, there's really nothing you can do, and it can take a while to go away. So just month after month, it was thinking, okay, it should be gone by now. Like, and there were some symptoms that were beginning to improve, but then all these other symptoms that weren't related to mono were popping up and getting worse. So I was confused, questioning what is going on, and this really doesn't just seem like mono anymore.
Now, thankfully, you had a doctor in the family, your husband's father, and so he tried to give you some advice, and he actually referred you to a book that was helpful and kind of guided you into starting a more nutritional path. What was the name of that book, and also what food changes did you make?
Yeah, so really when it got to the point that, it looks like things were not getting better, that's when I had to leave my job, and that was like a super, super heartbreaking season, and I'm like, I'm, you know, at that point, 21 years old, this isn't what I planned on, is leaving my job, and so that's the moment where it's like, okay, things really have to change, so I completely changed my nutrition, and that book was actually The Bulletproof Diet. And, you know, I've really have fallen in love with learning about nutrition and just how, you know, there is no one size fits all. But that book really did get me just on this path of, you know, using nutrition to support my body, but then also just falling in love with it and leading into other things in my life.
Well, and a lot of times we don't have the time to go to the doctor every other day, and it's expensive, right, and the pills and this and that. And I mean, you really went through it. You tried so many different methods. What did you go to try to manage the pain outside of like the nutrition?
Right. It's tough for a while. I really didn't know what to do. So it was just trying a lot of different things, like trying supplements, trying essential oils, you know, just doing whatever I can just to bring that comfort, whether it's an Epsom salt bath. So, yeah, the pain definitely was very frustrating. But more than anything, it was the chronic fatigue that just is totally debilitating. I mean, that's what kept me from living my life. It'd be challenging to take a shower, let alone, you know, I mean, maybe I could go to the grocery store and that would be the one thing I could do for that day. So, I mean, I tried lots of things, but it was just managing for a long time and really not seeing any progress.
Well, and so often, I mean, I've been there too. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm sure there were times that you wondered, is this a life sentence?
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, how did you
pull yourself out of that? I mean, how do you get yourself out of that funk?
Yeah, that's a really great question. What I was going to say is, you know, there's, when you look to the internet, that's where I think a lot of us go. We go to Dr. Google and we also see if anyone else is dealing with the same thing as us. And I didn't think that there, you know, it felt like it was just me for a while. And then I found that there were a lot of people dealing with the same thing. And it was actually really, really heart-wrenching and depressing when I did find other people like me. And when I saw how common it was, because really it, like the chronic illness community, it is pretty hopeless. Really, doctors may tell you, you're going to have to deal with this for the rest of your life. This is a life sentence. So for a while, that was a fear. And I really had to kind of distance myself from those negative thoughts and really change my mindset to focusing on the positive and focus on, you know, working towards healing. And really, when I changed my mindset, I started to actually find people who were healing and were finding answers for their chronic illness. So it's a scary, scary thought for that to be like a life sentence, but I have to keep holding on to the hope that it's not.
Well, and that is rather ironic, isn't it? Because your middle name is Hope, right?
Yes.
And that was not planned, right? Your parents did not know that you were going to be going through this in your 20s. But, you know, I think you brought up a lot right there that I think is really important, that sometimes we see what we want to see. And I think it's right. Really interesting that when you went to Dr. Google and you saw all these people dealing with frustration and pain and sadness around chronic pain, I'm sure that you felt that heaviness translate to your body. But then when you chose to keep digging and you looked for people that were managing it, overcoming it, you know, finding ways to, you know, cure it, you were able to be more hopeful. So I love that. Now, Mandy, I want you to stay with us because we're going to go to a quick break. But everybody, when we come back, we're going to learn more about her story because she gave us kind of the 411 on how she managed it and how it started to escalate. But there's a lot of times throughout those years where she had heartbreaking experiences, where she felt like she was a burden, letting people down. And we've all been there. I have been there with my vision loss. So stay with us, and we're going to be coming right back talking about being patient. How do we channel that? How do we find it? How do we hold on to it? Stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We're an interview with Mandy Meehan, and it's all about tapping into our patience so that we can live a life full out. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait, communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about patience. And we have brought you an inspirational guest today, Mandy Meehan, who really had to find patience, hold on to it with all her might, with dealing with chronic pain and just going through years of not having answers and just feeling fatigued and tired and really sick of it. And she finally was able to find her way to a healthier path. And she explained to us some of those remedies in our last segment, but I'd very much like to welcome Mandy back to the show.
Glad to be back.
Yes. Now, Mandy, I have RP, retinitis pigmentosa. I know you've been dealing with this chronic pain, but I don't know anybody who goes through a health condition of some kind where you don't experience some loss. And I know for you, it's an emotional trigger and it's hard to gulp down. You had to let go of your dream job. And
right.
And as much as you held on to it and tried to stay in there, you eventually had to make that decision. Can you share with us what your job was and how you finally came to the place of letting it go.
For sure. So I was one of the youth pastors at our church, and I've been a part of our church my entire life. Really, most of my family were all in ministry. And so, you know, as I went from high school and started moving into my life as an adult very quickly, I realized that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to do it for the rest of my life. So, and I believed I was really, you know, I was good at it. I loved it. It gave me so much joy. And so, when I first got sick, it was just really challenging trying to make working work for so long. And that was probably one of the scariest things, that I knew that if I weren't going to get better, it would completely change my life. So it got to a point where I really was trying to not tell anyone how much I was struggling, but it really was becoming obvious to people around me. And so it was through conversation just with my leaders at the church that they really just tried to give me as much time off as I could have to try to get better. And then when that didn't work, I knew that it didn't make sense for me to continue. And I know when we talked about this, I got emotional. I tell you, it's like, it's crazy that it's been almost, it'll be 4 years coming up in January, I believe. I think since I left my job, and it's crazy how maybe it's 3 years, but it's crazy how still to this day it is so emotional, because that was just letting go what I thought I was meant to do and stepping into, you know, at first really just this season of working towards healing. And, you know, I've come a very long way, and I'm still working towards kind of that last segment of healing. But it's really led me to a new purpose that in the moment I did not see and really didn't want to, didn't want to consider that, just because it was totally not my plan. But I believe that God had a different plan during that change.
Well, and I think it's important, because sometimes when we're in conversation, right, we have to really listen to our heart, listen to what others are saying. And you actually had a conversation with your husband. You know, what was this next chapter? You know, maybe there were further great things for you to come. And right. I know you kind of threw out there, well, maybe I'll try a podcast or something, you know, and I know you were kind of, you know, intimidated to tell your story and go public with it. But I want everybody to know, she didn't just gain one or two viewers. I mean, you have millions of people that follow you. Can you share with us about that?
Oh, I don't know about that many.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you wanting me to tell that part of the story a little bit?
Just what is it that you're doing today? What is this new purpose that actually has you fired up?
For sure. So, yeah, it is. It's funny that, I mean, the conversation I had with my husband was so significant. It was really recognizing, okay, this isn't what we want, but we know that God works all things together for good. So really quickly, I realized, as someone who has always struggled with vulnerability and transparency and have been very, very private, I knew that I had to start sharing my story. And so it just started on YouTube. I was terrified to make that first video, but I felt like I had to do it. And so I just started sharing my story on YouTube, was just talking about what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling. I was talking a lot about nutrition because I was just so interested in that and didn't plan to talk so much about food on my YouTube channel, but I did. And so just over the years, it's really ridiculous just the people I've been able to reach, whether they have chronic illness or just other different health issues on YouTube. And it's so exciting for me because just like I struggled to find people on the internet that was really sharing the hopeful side of dealing with chronic pain and chronic fatigue, I've gotten to be that for other people. So it's turned into, you know, not just YouTube, but I also do a lot on Instagram. And you know, I just really do whatever I can to get to share a message of hope and then also share education with people as well.
There goes that middle name of yours again. Hope, hope, hope.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. It's a good theme for you. And you know, that is exciting. It's exciting to know that when we let go of something, that there can be a door number two, that we can find success again. It's just going to look a little bit different.
And it is really important to voice how we feel, what we're going through. I know for you, and many of us have been there, although you were going to all these doctor's appointments, you almost felt a little bit bad, right? Because so many people knew your story. And every time you went to the doctor, they thought it was going to be this big cure, and it wasn't. And I know that kind of was hard for you, almost like you were carrying this burden of letting people down.
Yes, it's been an interesting part of my journey because so many people have been following my story, through what I've shared on social media. And then also it's kind of been shared in my church as well. There is my dad actually wrote a book called Hope in the Dark that has gotten to reach a lot of people. And my story was kind of included with a lot of stories in that. And so it has touched a lot of people. And because of that, and because I'm sharing so publicly the treatments that I've been trying and, just having faith for healing, there was one time in particular where it just felt like there was, so many people talking and praying and just really, checking in on me because of the treatment I was doing that week. And I was so hopeful it was going to work too. But because, so many people were following, I had so much anxiety. And by the end of the week, I was feeling worse than I was at the beginning. And that, I can't explain how heartbreaking that was for me. How it was honestly traumatic. And it was, I knew I wasn't letting people down, but at the same time, you feel like that a little bit, people are expecting healing. And here I am. I'm like, I feel worse than I did coming in just because I pushed it so hard traveling.
So. Yeah. It's kind of like the hype, right? This big balloon that you blew up. And one of the things I want to touch on now is through all of these years, various doctor's appointments. And yes, you had your go-to father-in-law who did help shine some good ideas your way. You finally did find a doctor who did kind of crack the code, and they found out that it was toxins in your body that were causing all of this. Can you share with us what that aha moment was for you?
For sure. It blows my mind that it took so many multiple years to be able to really get down to the root cause, because I had a holistic mindset about it from the very beginning. But that whole time I thought, well, I just got mono, and then mono just wrecked my body. I thought really that's all that it was. I needed to just, support my body at a cellular level enough for it to be able to recover from that. And I really just didn't understand the physiology behind it or what else could be contributing. And now I know I've got this whole puzzle piece, this whole puzzle that I've been able to fully put together. So I did find a functional medicine practitioner who really right away, when I said chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, he didn't say, okay, well, we'll just treat you based off of that. He was like, that doesn't really mean anything to me. Let's actually figure out what's going on. And that's when we, after digging, we discovered mold toxicity, a very high level of chemical toxicity, and then also viral components like chronic Epstein-Barr virus, the virus that causes mono, is really elevated right now. And that's a huge piece we're working on currently. So,
we just have a minute left here, but I mean, okay. to finally get that answer, does that just like take weights off your shoulder and give you that hope that you needed?
So much. And especially it's been, a little bit now working with him, but just the further we get along, I make more and more progress. And then even in the last month, we get just a little bit more answers and a little bit more understanding. And then I totally believe that, I believe that in 2020, I'm going to be having so much more energy than I have in a very long time. So it does give me so much hope. And all the patience is tough, but it's worth it.
You know what? That it is. And honestly, thank you so much for sharing your story. And it's good to know that if you dig and you dig and you dig, answers can be there. Not every time. There isn't always a cure, but you can find ways to manage pain. And in some ways, keep looking for that doctor. Keep looking for that secret sauce, pills, potions, whatever it is
that can take you over the edge to a brighter side. So thank you very much for sharing your story today, Mandy. And I can't wait to have you back on the show, all healthy and energetic. Yay, yay, yay.
Mm-hmm.
So go out there, keep being hope for others. Thank you for sharing your story. And for everybody listening, just like Mandy, yes, we can have hope. You know, you can hope for that career that you really want in your life. You can want that relationship that you've been longing for. You just have to have patience. You have to know that those things are possible and that you do deserve them. And you just got to kind of weather the storm, patiently sit and watch and go for your dreams. You know, be tenacious when it's appropriate, and then really be still and be calm and be patient on other times. So stay with us. We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment. It's all about tapping into our patience so that we can live a life full out. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be coming right back. It's all about patience. See you soon.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, Voicely, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to having patience in life, it's about finding alignment between your mind, body, and soul. You want to find focus in your mind so you know what you're shooting for. Be peaceful and still with your body and be grateful and protective and nurturing. And your soul, that's your spirit. That's your desire to live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you again for joining us today. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about patience. And, you know, if there was a magic patient pill, we would all take it, right? But at the same time, our feathers get ruffled or we get irritated and concerned. And those are all the emotions that are heavy, that are negative in life. But remember, there's positive ones. There's butterflies. There's sweaty palms. There's just the excitement, almost like the thrill of going up and then down a roller coaster. And that's kind of the meaning of life, is to experience every color of emotion that life has to offer. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. How can we help you today? What's going on?
Well, my name is Amber, and I am a senior in college, and I graduated in May. And for the first time, I don't know, like, what I'm going to do next. Like, I don't have a plan. And I feel like my family is pressuring me because they're used to me having a plan and they're used to me knowing exactly what my next move is and they want to know too. But I feel like they're pressuring me. And how do I tell them to back off without hurting their feelings?
Oh, such a great question. I feel like I was you back in my 20s. You know, it is... You know, it's a double-edged sword, right? Okay, couple ideas for you. Number one, when you're having these conversations with your family members, I want you to remember that in a conversation, there's a driver and a passenger, okay? So if there's two drivers, you're competing. If there's two passengers, you're just going in circles, right? So the next time you find yourself in these conversations, I want you to pop yourself into the driver's seat. Don't let them steer you into the direction of worrying or concerned or lost or I'm not enough, or because that will just, you know, not serve you, right? That's not going to keep you motivated. If you pop yourself into the driver's seat and now you're leading the conversation, I want you to switch the conversation around on them. See, if you're the driver and you know where you're going, then in your mind, you know what you want to ask. So let's say somebody says to you, Amber, you always know what you're doing, or, you know, you should get a job right away, right? I could just see all that dialogue, right? You want to kind of turn it back on them, and you want to ask them a hypothetical question. You know, was there ever a time in your life where you didn't have the answers or you didn't know what the next step was? Okay, let them talk. Let them tell you a time that they didn't have the answers, that they didn't have the plan. And then you can say to them, see, just like where you were in your life at that time, that's where I am right now. So it's kind of reversing the conversation back on them. The next time they say, oh, Amber, you're such a go-getter. This isn't like you, right? You can say, have you ever had a time in your life where you just didn't feel yourself, like you just didn't have control? Let them start talking, right? Let them feed to you a new narrative for the conversation. And what that will do is take the pressure and the spotlight off of you. And then the last thing I want to tell you also is that there is sometimes the liberty, the freedom in not having the answers, right? Like, do you go to the movies and then, you know, see the last scene first? No, you have to start with the first scene of the movie, and then you spend 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours watching, and then there's the finale, right? Just like a book, you don't read the last page first. So why should you have all the answers? You shouldn't. Life is a journey. Just keep turning the pages, you know, and experience life. Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that.
I believe in you. And remember, turn that conversation around. Be the driver, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. You got it. And for everybody listening today, we have been talking about patience. And I know those words are sometimes just easy to say, but hard to feel and actually take control and do. But we do have the ability. The next time you feel life is spiraling out of control or you don't have the answers, rather than trying to talk quickly and come up with something or react quickly and do something, I want you to just be still, listen, watch. And then the answers will come to you, okay? It's all about living full out, but to do that, you have to have patience. Now, our entire Living Full Out family, thanks you for listening to us today. I mean, we're so happy that we have you to turn to every show and to kind of take those callers and, you know, get motivated together. And our inspirational guests each week, you might be one of them. We'd like for you to reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. If you have a story to share and, you know, you've learned some life lessons, then perhaps we can have you on the show as a guest. Also, if you want to hear today's show again or any of our episodes, just go to Alexa, go to your app store, go to livingfullout.com, and we will be there for you every day to support you and to keep you motivated. It's all about patience today, but don't think it's just a quick fix, a magic pill, or in a snap. Let yourself feel every emotion. Live life to the fullest. That's what it means to live full out. I believe in you. Until then, here's to you living your life full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.